This video covers creating and editing licensed datasets in 360 Resource Manager. For an overview of licenses, please watch the Getting Started with Licenses tutorial available in the Support Center. Let's start with the relatively simple task of creating a license from scratch. A new license can only be created from the license tools under the Advanced 360 Resource Manager tools in the Client Center homepage. On the Licenses screen, click Add on the right side of the header. On the Add License screen, enter your general license details. When you're finished, click the Save button to save or Cancel to discard. As we discussed in the Getting Started with Licenses video, we recommend you create a license template by filling in the information common to most of your licenses. When it's time to add a new license, you can simply duplicate the license template by selecting the duplicate icon and then change only that information that differs from the template. Next, we'll connect resources to the license. We can do this a couple of ways. The first way I'll show you is by starting from the license list. I'll click on the Licenses tools from the Client Center homepage. Next, I'll find and click on the name of the license from the list of licenses I've already created. From the License Details screen, I'll click the Resources link from the left-hand navigation tree. Then I'll click on the Attach button on the right side of the header. Using the drop-down menus, I'll search for the appropriate resources. Remember, only resources which appear in the data management list can be attached to a license. And licenses will inherit down to lower levels. For example, if I add a license to the provider, it will inherit down to the database and inherit down to the titles. Once the list of possible resources appear, check the box next to the name of the resource or resources you wish to add. The newly added resource will then appear on the License Details page. Continue this process to add additional resources. You can also attach a license to a resource by starting from the Resource Details page. First, you need to locate the resource in the eCatalog or browse to it from the Data Management page. Click on the name of the appropriate resource. I'm going to attach a license to the provider Ovid, so I'll select Ovid from the provider column. Then from the Resource Details page, I'll click on Licensing in the left-hand navigation tree. Next, click Attach in the right side of the header. This displays a list of all the licenses in my profile. I will check the box or boxes next to the names of the licenses I want to add to Ovid. You can add more than one license to a resource. We'll discuss how to set prevailing license terms in a moment. Once the general license information is added and the license has been attached to the appropriate resources, it's time to complete the License Terms of Use section. To start, click on the Licenses link from the Client Center homepage. Next, click on the link for the desired license name. From the License Details screen, click on Values from the left-hand navigation tree. On the License Details screen, click on the Edit button on the right side of the header. Enter your license information into the fields provided. A complete explanation of all of the license terms fields can be found in Answer 105 in the Support Center. When you're finished, click the Save button. You may choose to display the license terms to your patrons via links on your eJournal portal or 360 link results. Libraries like to do this so their patrons are aware of what can and cannot be done with the electronic resources. To display license information to patrons, there are a number of things that must be in place. First, there must be an active license attached to the resource. The license must have at least one item entered and checked off for display. Items that can be displayed to patrons include vendor license URL and local license URL in general information, and any of the license terms which have been completed in the values section. When more than one license is attached to a resource, the terms of the prevailing license are displayed. If your library has more than one license that applies to a particular resource, you can choose which terms of use will prevail so that your patrons see only the correct terms. To set the prevailing terms of use, we need to be in the license details page. To get there, click on the link to Data Management from the Client Center homepage. From the Data Management page, click on the name of the appropriate resource. On the Database Details screen, click on the Licensing link from the left-hand navigation tree. Click on the Set Prevail button on the right side of the gray header. Use the radio buttons to select which license should prevail. When you're done, click Save. Back on the database's licensing screen, a green check mark is displayed in the Prevail column for the license you've selected. That's it for creating and editing licenses. Thanks for watching.